Oh, well. There's no harm in you knowing now. I tried to buy the confounded place.
You did?
Offered 4,500, intimated I'd go a little bit higher. It might have come off, too.
Oh, gosh, I see it all now. That's how you knew what the inside was like.
Yeah, I'd been round there the day before.
But why on earth didn't you tell Anne?
I didn't want to build up her hopes. And anyway, I wanted to keep it as a surprise. I nearly told her last night. Well, I thought I'd hang on a bit longer.
Do you know what happened?
No, what?
Mrs. Bainbridge has found some buffoon who's willing to pay 6,000, believe it.
I believe it.
It's more than I did at first. But you mentioned the chap's name, Blythe or something like that.
Well, that's right, sir. David Blythe.
Why, do you know him?
Oh, yes. Yes, I know him.
Is he a friend of yours?
In a way, yes.
Amazing coincidence, you know him. Well, what's he like?
What's he like? Oh, he's quite a charming chap and, terribly good looking.
But a bit of a clot.
Serves me right. Oh, you may be right. I know some people think so.
Oh, me for one.
Oh, definitely. Definitely bad luck on you. But then you never know. He might not buy it after all.
No, that's my only chance.
A jolly good one, though.
What makes you say that? Have you seen him lately?
Frequently.
And you talked to him about the house?
Oh, yes. We had quite a long chat with myself. had quite a long chat. And do you know what? Huh? He's practically decided against it.
He has?
Yes.
Oh, David, old boy. I know I've criticized you in the past, and I make no promises for the future. But at this moment, oh, you're a splendid fellow. That's the best news I've had in ages.